Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, Blackie Seahawk fans. We're here on a special day to review Halloween movies. You are listening to Black Geek Movie Talk, and I am your host, Yolanda, and I'm here with my co-host, Elise.
Hello.
Elise, if you had problems at any time you bring me, can you let me know? We didn't get a chance to do audio check beforehand. So today we're going to be talking about some of the Halloween films that we saw this year, and because we only have a half an hour, we got to keep it. I think what we found works so far is trying to just pick four films, four out of the plethora of horror films that come out here prior to Halloween.
Yes,
we're going to have to do just four. So, Elise, can you start us off giving us a summary of the first film we're going to be talking about? And hopefully you got my list.
Yeah. So it's Lights Out, which came out July 22nd. And This is basically about a young girl who has to kind of rescue her little brother from their mother's friend, who is kind of an evil entity haunting them. And the little twist is that, they should be afraid of the dark. Literally.
Okay, so we're having some audio difficulties because you're hearing like every other word that you said. So you basically said, can you repeat what you said? Just in case the audience can't hear.
Sure, yeah. a girl has to save her little brother, Martin, from an evil entity that only exists in the dark. So they have to stay in the light.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was better. I don't know what you did, but whatever you did, you have to keep doing it.
Okay.
So I think you mentioned that this came out in July, July 22. So a little background on this one. This is actually, for people who didn't know, it's based on a short film. I think of the same name. Film,
yes.
That we first saw on YouTube, and it was directed. And I looked this up just beforehand. I didn't realize this. I don't know if you did. It's the same director as the director who actually did the short film. I didn't realize that.
Nope. Ah, okay.
Yes or no? I didn't hear you.
I didn't know that. No.
Okay, you didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, so that was surprise to me because let me see if I can fix something here. Because this is what I was afraid of actually going into film. Because we saw another full-length movie based on a short film. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, called Mama, and that one. Just really quickly talk a little bit about expectations going in. I loved the short film for both Mama and this one. Probably, I love the short films. I don't know about you. And so I was, based on the experience of having seen the full length of Mama, wasn't expecting much of this because I just felt like they weren't able to really recreate the same sort of terror that I felt watching the short film, having it fleshed out to like this whole full-length feature. And so I was afraid that the same thing was going to happen going in to see it. And, I mean, I don't know about you, I felt like while it wasn't as let down for me as Mama was, it's still the concentrated terror of that film really be captured as well, even though I felt like this was a far better attempt, or came out, for me anyway, came out better than the Mama. How did you feel, Elise, about this
one? Yeah, I mean, I thought the short was really good. I mean, I just remember, I still think about it, get, like, creeped out. I mean, this was all right. It wasn't, it just, you know, I don't know, kind of expanding it to an hour and a half, 2 hours, kind of didn't work. Like, the whole concept and, like, the story kind of behind the, you know, why she can only live in the dark, that wasn't that exciting. So it kind of, it did not live up to the original.
No, it absolutely didn't.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, you just reminded me, because I was like, you know, when we talk about these films, and it's been like several months since we've seen them, sometimes I have a hard time remembering details until we start talking again.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you just said,
yeah,
like the story behind it, okay, I completely forgotten about that. And I don't know, I think that's probably a bad sign. But yes, your film, obviously, was it maybe 3 minutes, maybe four? They didn't have time to go in why a creature is or isn't there. You just have time to get to, like, the visceral of the thing, and in
right.
that structure, it doesn't work, right? And in this, because it's a feature-length film, you got to do some explaining, and like you, the explanation that I remember, it wasn't that great. I mean, I was like,
yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay, so all right then. Yeah. So this was. So then, would you say this was a fail for you in terms of what you're looking for in a horror film?
It was good in the sense that it was cinematic. Like, it was obviously professional filmmakers making it. It didn't look like. It wasn't like amateur hour, but for me,
right.
like the story just didn't resonate.
Didn't resonate.
It was like, okay, yeah.
It was just an okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then moving on to the next one. I'm going to be interested to hear what you feel about this next one. Can you tell the folks what the next film is and the title and the summary?
Okay, so the next one is called Clown.
You're already laughing, so that tells us how you felt about it.
No, it came out June 17th, directed by John Watts, and Eli Roth, I guess, was one of the producers who's, like, he does a lot of, like, indie horror stuff. It's basically, it's the story of a man who puts on a clown suit, and can't take it off. And so...
Yeah, the premise sounds silly, but continue.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that's enough. Like, I don't want to give too much away for this one, because I actually didn't think it was that bad.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
While you're laughing, I was going
right,
to say...
Right, because it's... You know, it's a horror, it's clowns and horror. There's like, it sounds ridiculous, and there's been a couple of ridiculous, like, what was that in Insane Clowns from Outer Space or something, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds ridiculous, but it actually, I would say give it a chance.
Yeah, because that's what... Because you asked me, I don't know when you saw this. I don't know if you saw it at midnight last night or you just finished watching it. But you were asking me yesterday, how was it? And I didn't want to tell, I didn't want to say anything. I wanted you to see it because I felt like when I initially we were like, when we were trying to figure out, you know, okay, but we had one more film to meet our like four film quota, and we were trying to decide what to watch. And I was like, I said this film, Clown, some other ones, and you said you wanted to watch this one because you just laughed immediately. You just thought it was going to be ridiculous and hysterical, and I didn't get that impression. So I don't know what you, I don't know if you just read the summary, if you didn't see the trailer, I don't know. But to me, if I had, someone had just told me the premise, yes, just told it to me, I would be laughing too. But the trailer didn't seem funny. I didn't think the trailer was funny. I don't know what you found in the trailer that you thought was funny.
I did.
But this film, what?
I did. I watched the trailer and I started laughing and I was like, oh, this is going to be ridiculous. I want to see it.
I don't know. I didn't think it was ridiculous. And this, like I said to you, was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Because here's the thing. This is what I appreciated about this. Because we've seen some really bad horror films, right? I don't think this was one. Now, especially, you know, clowns don't scare me. I can see, though, why people would be upset by them. You know, we've seen, you know, Stephen King's It, that Pennywise, that clown.
I can
certainly see how clowns can be frightening people, but it's not a particular thing of mine. So I just went in, like, straight, like, watching just for film, you know, aesthetics, how they did the story, what was the acting like, you know. And I really thought this was really not bad. I mean, I was really surprised because here's what I appreciated. The first thing I appreciated was they got right to it. Like, jump, boom. There was no, like, meandering around. Like, for him, like, he found the clown suit immediately, within, like, 3 seconds. Right? I appreciated that. I appreciated that it wasn't long after that that we already knew going in that things were going to be bad based on the trailer. Like, you already knew that he couldn't get the clown suit off. So there wasn't, like, they didn't take a long time to get around to the horror, right? And I felt like the pacing was probably really good. Like, they just got to it. I don't know how else to say it. It was like, boom, 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 I got the suit. This is not coming off. No, this is not coming off. I'm hungry all the time. What am I really hungry for? Oh, and then, so in that aspect, I felt like, you know, it was good. That was good. But in terms of, you know, was I frightened? I mean, it certainly had its
boring moments. Not really.
There were some gory moments, but that's not necessarily scary, right?
Right.
But to me, I was not frightened. But I could see how you would be frightened. You know, there were some things that were a little unsettling, like the whole premise. It's a little unsettling.
It wasn't really scary, and it wasn't that, it got a little gory, but it wasn't too gory, but I really liked, like, the first half an hour, like you said, they got right to it, and I thought it was going to kind of be, like, Kafka-esque, where it's, like, this dude just, one day, okay, he puts on a clown suit, and now everybody's treating him like this clown. And it's like, you know, like the Metamorphosis where your guy wakes up and he's a cockroach. And, like, how does he adjust to people thinking that he's a clown? You know, they laugh at him, and he's like, why are you laughing? So I thought it was going to go kind of in that direction. And I thought that would have been a really interesting kind of movie, but it didn't, and that's fine. I mean, I liked the the explanation that they gave behind, and I was like, I wanted to look this up, the history of the clown. If they just
I thought that was believable and good, even if it turns out not to be true, that was good.
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Mhm. Uh huh.
And there were a lot of instances of like, so they're playing, so they're taking this like clown who's supposed to be like innocuous for the most part, and they're making it this terrifying thing, and there were a few times, and this was like a credit to the director, I think, where they that's echoed, you know, throughout the movie. So like, for instance, it opens with like these images of a happy clown, and then you hear these like kids screaming, and you're like, what the hell's going on? And then it cuts to, you know, it's a birthday party. And then after I'm going to give some spoilers here, but, you know, after he, like, a little kid's finger is, like, eaten, then you see, like, the kid's finger painting, and you see, like, the red handprint. When the kid is, he's like face to face with like the monster clown, but he's playing the video game, and so you see like they cut to the video game character, and he's kind of, you know, breathing and hulking in, and then the kid steps in the spilled red juice, you know. There were a couple of times I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. Like, that's good filmmaking. I don't know.
Yes.
It wasn't a great movie, but, like, those were good touches, you know, like nice cinematic touches.
Now, I'm just going to add right in there, before I forget, it's a good thing to sort of segue to, is that this director is going to be the director who's going to be directing the Spider-Man in 2017, the new one, the new kid.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he knows what the hell he's doing. Is my point.
Yeah.
To just piggyback what you said about the good filmmaking and the choices that he made, it's very interesting because this certainly could have been really silly and ridiculous. And it's
that.
I mean, I have to give him credit because I was going in thinking, like, I was angry that you were making me watch this. It was actually well done. I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
It scared me. No, it didn't scare me, but I thought it was well done. I thought the choices made, things that you said, very well done. So moving on to the next one. Ellie, you want to tell us what it was?
Sure. So the next one was The Witch. That came out in February. And this was a first-time director, who actually won the directing award at Sundance, Robert Eggers. And it says in the opening credits, it's a New England folktale. It takes place in 1630. A Puritan family is kind of, you know, leaves the safety of the, you know, the homestead or the plantation where they are. And they're tormented by a witch in the woods.
Okay. So I'm just going to come out and say it, that this is, hands down, and I don't know if you disagree with me, I don't think you will, though, hands down the strongest of the bunch that we're going to be talking about today. And maybe, I don't know, I'm going to go out on a limb, even though I haven't seen all of the horror films this year, I'm going to say it's going to be the strongest of the year. Because of everything that we talk about on the show, when we talk about pacing, when we talk about, you know, production design, when we talk about, I think I already said story, when we talk about acting, like from the
music.
Very opening, this was many, many months ago now, so it's a very... this is in my memory. I probably should have rewatched it, but I was too scared to. he creates the whole thing in just camera shots. Like, all of the tension and drama and evilness, whatever you want to call it, is this gorgeous setting and the lighting and the acting and the way that he hits the cameras, the actors' faces, different things, just tremendous. Just gorgeous and beautiful. And the ending,
I'm still bothered by it.
Fantastic.
The ending. In a good way.
Great ending.
If you,
yeah.
Right, if you want, like, are you talking about a horror film? I'm still
yeah.
disturbed. And I didn't, I don't know about you,
yeah,
Elise,
no.
for the ending.
Didn't,
did you
no.
see that coming? I sure as hell didn't
no.
see that coming. Oh, I can't, I don't want to say any more than that because I don't want to give things away. But needless to say, people, if you're going to see anything for Halloween, see this one. That's what
yes.
I would say.
Well, see, I would say this. I
uh-huh.
So, like, people who are, I agree completely, like, with everything you
mm-hmm.
said. It was
mm-hmm.
definitely the best horror movie. And then
mm-hmm.
I would say this is going to be in my top five for the year, just out of everything
oh,
we've
in
seen.
In terms of film, not even just
yeah,
horror.
Just overall,
film.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
but
fair.
I,
that's probably fair.
But I'll also say this. This is not your traditional, like, this is not a Paranormal Activity kind of movie. Like, you're not
no.
going to,
no.
it's not like, so I would say, If you're like looking for something that's like fun and oh my god I'm so scared, this is not that movie.
Okay. Oh.
I don't
okay.
think.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
But it was fantastic. Like, I mean, like you said, like the imagery. It looked like a painting. It looked like, you
yes.
know, like a 16th century painting. You know.
Yes.
From a
yes.
Dutch master or something. Some
right.
of the were just. They were so arresting. And then,
yes.
you, like, the themes were really heavy if you think about it. Like, you know, you have the family dynamics of, like, you know, I really liked what they did with the little boy Caleb and his
mm-hmm.
sister. Like, that was interesting. And then just, like, their idea of spirituality and religion and God is so fascinating. It's like,
mm-hmm,
you're just like,
mm-hmm.
how did it get to this point that there,
mm-hmm,
you're just
mm-hmm.
like, how did this happen?
Right.
How did it happen?
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. I was great. And the ending, like you said, was just great. And not
disturbing.
Expected.
And
yeah.
not expected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I guess that is a fair thing to say. Like, if you're just looking for fun times, popcorn times, I just want to jump a few times, then yeah, I guess not. This is not what you're looking for. But that's not to say that
yeah.
this isn't frightening, because I thought it was.
No, no, no. Yeah. No, it is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I would say that this was probably going to win. This is definitely wins the Halloween award, and probably for you, the year award.
Yeah.
Moving on, and we're probably not going to get through this whole thing before we're off the air, so I'll have to stop
yeah.
you when it looks like we're off just to do our sign-off, because you've got
okay.
6 minutes, but then we'll continue.
Yeah.
The last one is The Forest, and I will let you give the summary, as you've been doing.
Yeah, so a girl realizes that her twin sister has gone into this Japanese forest that's famous for people going there to commit suicide, and she finds out that there's some supernatural stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
And this one came out way back in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I had even forgotten. That's right. She was a twin, and which already had like a level of creepiness to it, because I think you can do all sorts of fun, creepy things with twins. I don't know if it's just me or not, but right away for me,
yeah.
That's scary. Something's not right. You know, maybe she didn't even have a twin. Maybe she's like a schizo. Maybe we're just gonna, you know, all sorts of things. But then.
Yeah.
Another thing, before they even really can even have to get into the story, that's a creep factor, is that it's based on an actual place.
Yeah.
In, is it Japan? Is it Japan?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actual place where they actually, it's actually weird phenomena. Let's just put it that way. But it's like known as like the suicide forest or whatever, where people go in there specifically to do that, or they go in, maybe that isn't their original intent, but you just, they're never again. So that's all
mm-hmm.
of that before the story even begins. Trying to remember all the particulars of this, I think initially there were some kind of frightening sequences, some things, you know, that I was like, okay, maybe this will actually be pretty good. Then I was disappointed, and I can't exactly remember why now, unfortunately. Perhaps you can remember. And you'll say something, and it'll trigger my memory. But for some reason, by the time it ended, I felt like cheated.
Yeah, because it didn't make any sense. I was very disappointed.
It didn't make sense.
First of all, it wasn't really that scary. It was kind of, the ending was like, what? Okay, why? And then on top of that, it was kind of like, I don't know that Japanese people should be used. They kind of felt like props. You know what I mean? Some of the, like, and I was like, I don't know if that should be what we should be doing. I don't know. And it was just disappointing. I didn't like Natalie Dormer's character. I didn't like her character. It was just very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
I mean, I don't know what else. I can say some stuff, like I can spoil it for everybody, but it was just. I just didn't see. I'll say this, wherever they shot, I don't know if they shot in the real forest. That was very beautiful, like the trees and the mist and the fog, like that all looked great. But the backstory of like the relationship with her and her twin and why they end up was stupid, and then how the ending was like, I didn't understand.
You didn't understand the ending.
Like,
go ahead.
Her twin is alive, and I'll tell everybody, her twin is alive, and she's basically just been in the forest for 5 days, and that's how it ends. I was like,
what? I don't remember that. I don't remember that. What?
That's how it ends. She's alive, and she's been in the forest for 5 days. They don't explain it. It's just she's alive.
She's been in, and how long has she been there? Did you say
it's
how
been
long?
5 days. 5 days. Yes.
5 days.
Yes.
Well, and I don't remember that at all. So I may have to go back and rewatch because I don't remember that. So this is going to be my question to you, though. Maybe I should just say right now, because we've only got maybe about a minute left, I'll just say right now that our next show, in case you're listening to this live, is going to actually be next Sunday. It'll be next Sunday, November. November 6th, we're going to be reviewing Doctor Strange. We'll have to discuss what time we'll be airing next week. So this is my question to you. We're almost about to go for a minute. So you didn't find it creepy at all, because you said you didn't think it was scary. Thought the forest was pretty. You didn't think the forest was frightening at all. What were you high when you walked in?
Because okay.
The forest.
No, and
was
I
not
watched.
It was in that it was horrifying. Look. You already know you're going into a forest known for eating people. Or however you want to put it, okay? So, knowing that, once you go into the forest, the forest is not pretty. Like, I'm not there to look at the pretty trees or the flowers. I'm there, and this is what I think I said to you as I was watching this, that if we get lost in a forest, I'm going to call the Coast Guard or the whatever, the forest. I'm not going in there.
To go find? Yeah.
I'm not going in there. That's ridiculous. So for me, yeah, already knowing what we know about the forest, as soon as she makes the retarded decision, you know, to go in there, like, by herself, basically, with, like, one guide, I'm already irritated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we've had a heated discussion sort of before about, you know, just how dumb do the characters have to be before you check out for horror movies. And I think we have, like, a difference of opinion, like, slightly on that. But for me, I understand that there's got to be, you know, for me anyway, I think there's got to be a certain level of stupidity in order for the thing to move forward. In this instance, completely unbelievable. I mean, I know it's been a while, and I haven't seen it, so I don't understand all the particulars, but I can't imagine what the particulars would be that would make you go into a forest known for bad things by yourself. So, you know, plus one guide or two guides. Like, what is the reasoning for doing, like, that's just stupid. It doesn't make any kind of sense. And I don't remember the particulars. I mean, did somebody threaten her? Did I miss that? Did somebody say, you have to come by yourself or we will do something to your mother? No? Well, then why would you go into the forest that eats people by yourself? All the way back to my original question, was there anything scary for you about this? Anything?
Yeah. No,
did you check out pretty early?
No, I mean, there were things that were disturbing, you know. They had the creepy girl laughing, you know, and then there were a couple of, like, jump scares. But overall, it wasn't scary. Right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, out of the four, I mean, I guess I would agree with you. There were just jump scares, but there wasn't, like, a pervasive, overwhelming kind of fear. That just was jump scares. And then, you know, that's not really the best, for me anyway, that's not, like, really the best kind of scary movie or scary horror. It's just a bunch of jump scares. But at the end of it all, you don't really care. It's just because, oh, there was a loud noise or something appeared. It's, you know, that's not, you know, like storytelling or something. So, okay. We're like, off the air. So I guess, you know, we've already said that the winner was the witch.
Yes.
And that's not, you know, that's excluding. We haven't seen everything. Like, I still want to see The Conjuring 2. And I don't know if Don't Breathe would be considered horror. I think that was probably more thriller. But I'll see. But, yeah, I think that probably the witch, if you're looking for, like, some good old-fashioned, you know, well done cinema, creating a mood, you know, and then a disturbing ending. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one to watch. That is it for us here at Black Geek Movie Talk. As I mentioned earlier, we will be back next Sunday. And depending on how we can work our schedules, whether we're back at 1:30 or 2:30 Pacific, but we'll have it listed. And until then, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail. thanks for tuning in. And until next week, have a happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Bye.